No, no, my goodness. Talking today is being very difficult. Welcome to This, That, and the Other Thing. I'm Stephanie, along with my co-host, Danielle.
Hey.
And we're here to talk about all the things. What up, Dan? I like your sweater today.
Oh, thanks. I like your jacket.
Thanks. We're both in green.
Mm-hmm. We are.
It's St. Patrick's Day. It's like way over.
Yeah. Like weeks ago.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know when this is going to air, so.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah. Could be last year. Never know.
Oh, who knows? I hope not.
Oh boy, we're off to a great start. You know, I was thinking how last week we were talking about Netflix and everything that was streaming, and somehow we neglected to speak about the Fyre Festival.
Oh my God, we totally didn't mention that at all.
Yeah, and that has been like a top of a conversation for us for months.
A long time.
So, yeah, absolutely. Talk about an epic fail.
Whole crap. Like, I remember watching the documentary.
Which one did you watch?
Oh, I did both. I did the Netflix and the Hulu.
Okay, yeah. I've only seen Netflix so far.
Okay, well, I've got the Hulu, so you gotta watch that one.
I'll probably watch that tonight.
Oh boy, that was like, I can't even believe that it went as far as it went.
So for those of you who don't know, the Fyre Festival was this luxury music festival that wasn't. This young kid, Billy McFarlane, came up with the idea to have a bunch of celebrities and musicians intermixed with real people, and basically everything was stacked up against them. So they made a documentary talking about all the things that went wrong and all the lawsuits that came out of it, and I don't know about you, but I found it, like, crazy interesting. Now, did you know anything about it before you watched the documentary?
No, I had no clue. Like, the only thing I had heard was something about how crazy everything actually was. But, like, how they were kind of saying, like, this orange thing was going around on Instagram. Like, I definitely didn't see that. Like, I don't run in the right crowds at all, apparently. So, yeah, nope, I had no clue. But I didn't know who this person was. I didn't know anything. Like, oh, my God. So, yeah, I don't – it's just, like – blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Right. So you had no idea what you were even going to watch, really.
No.
And honestly, I had heard about it, and I could not believe how many layers there were behind this thing.
Seriously.
Like, unbelievable. And behind it all was this 27-year-old kid and, like, seemed so likable by people because who kept giving him money?
I know.
And just backing him up. And then when you find out
how much money he actually had, no way.
Yeah, no.
What happened to all of that?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't think they actually know how much money he actually did have.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, he didn't have – he only had like tens of thousands of dollars in the end.
Yeah, well, they said he had wire fraud and he had, you know – I mean, his family had money, and then he did know some investors, but he was lying to them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, like, what did you – or, like, what do you remember hearing beforehand?
Well, I knew that Ja Rule was involved at some point.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard his name for years up until I saw this.
Right. And, yeah, he's been kind of, like, on the DL for a while, aside from his little beef with 50 Cent, but whatever.
I don't even know that.
So yeah.
Clearly not in the right crowd here.
Well, you know, as John said, I'm dressed as hip-hop today, so.
True,
but,
true.
Yeah, so here they are making this it was supposed to be a luxurious getaway, two weekends, I believe. It was in April and May, like overall experience. And people would pay like $10,000 or something ridiculous to go and live like a luxurious weekend, an immersive experience, I think is what they called it.
Yeah, that's what they kept saying.
And basically what it sounded like was like for him to market this, he thought, hey, I can pay these models to come take pictures and I'll hang out with them and party with them all weekend and it'll be a great time. And sure, it was a great time for him. And then what? Now you have to actually make this happen. And being in the event industry myself for 10 plus years now, it's like when you come up with this concept, you need like years to plan these things.
Yeah, I don't even know the exact time frame,
but it was really, really short.
I think it was like 6 to 8 months or something.
Yeah, no, it's impossible.
And even me, just planning one event in my life, thanks with your help, I barely got that done in a year. And that wasn't anything for more than 130 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I couldn't even imagine. They needed well more than 6 to 8 months. I even saw that.
Exactly. So for whatever reason that this guy thought, oh, we can make this happen in this period of time, just goes to show you how he's not experienced. And then even the guy that he hired to that who has done events, I can't believe he signed on to do it. I know. There's a lot of things I can't believe that man did.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
And if you've seen this documentary, you know exactly what we're talking about.
What he did or what he didn't do. I don't know. I don't know.
Almost was going to do.
Oh, my.
Was fully prepared up until that second when he didn't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. His face will be forever ingrained in my mind whenever I think of,
like, it'll forever be on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In everybody's mind.
I think he actually enjoys it. He thinks it's pretty funny now, but.
Yeah.
I don't know if had he gone through with it. Yeah. I mean, the guy admitted it all. Nobody asked him to do that. So.
No, that's true.
I did find it kind of comical. I mean, yes, I feel bad for these people. Like, they didn't get, you know, what they were promised.
Sure, like a small handful did.
But maybe, like, I felt like a little, like, kind of moment. Like, because, like, you know, the people that were going to this thing obviously had the money to go to this thing.
Yeah. Okay, can we just talk about that for a side note?
Yes.
Like, thousands of dollars to, like, purchase your ticket to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have to buy a... No, they had the plane was included with
I
that?
I believe the plane was included, yeah.
But then they supposed they to be started transported doing
from Miami.
Oh, right.
They had a flight to Miami,
that's
and then
right.
they were supposed
in
to
be... In a private jet.
In a private jet.
Right.
Yes, with air quotes. Private jet.
Private jet.
And then a private ride to the hotel, which
right.
was very private on a school bus.
It was totally private. But then they bought those wristbands, too, to put money on. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Unreal.
I don't even... I'm not on their realm. I don't have that money to put on a wristband.
No. No. I don't buy, like, fancy jewelry like,
no.
that costs that much. I don't know. But yeah, and then they drop them off and then they had all of their luggage in a shipping container at night. There's no lights.
Nope.
And everybody's just like, yeah, that's my bag. That's my bag.
And they couldn't believe it when they pulled up and they saw all those tents
on
a school bus.
Hurricane tents.
And saw the tents. Yeah.
Yeah.
That poor bus driver was like, guys, this is it.
Yeah. Like you're don't shoot the messenger. Here. I'm dropping you off and I'm going to go home and sleep in my nice house and see you later.
At least on the documentary, there was the one... I think couple or a group of people that went that actually got a house.
Mm.
And I remember them mentioning that towards the end of one of the documentaries, but that was the only thing I saw. And like he made it worse when they were like, well, where do we, they were starting to get it under control, his team, to like figure out who was going where.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just stood up on the table and was like, hey, just get a tent.
Yeah.
Find it.
Free
Good
for
luck.
All. Yeah. And
that was right
not
the
to
bags,
mention that it had rained. So all of the beds were soaking wet.
Like, that's the day. That's the time. That happened, like, overnight. That's when you call it off.
Yeah. And
like, I don't care.
It should have been called off at least a week before that.
Oh, totally. Months before that. But yes,
it should never have happened.
But that should have been the complete end all.
Yeah. The fact that they just let these people come and then, like, continued to just, I don't know. I would be, like, holed up somewhere. Like,
yep.
Free. I don't know. I would be on the plane out of there. Like,
yeah,
okay.
He was on it. He was fully confident that it would actually continue and be okay.
All your artists were dropping out.
Yeah,
your
that's
caterer
a sign.
Dropped out. I mean,
the cheese sandwich.
The cheese sandwich. Can we talk about the cheese sandwich? I mean, I wouldn't turn it down, but
no,
like,
at that point.
When you're expecting Steven Starr Catering and then you get a piece of bread with a slice of cheese and a little salad in the corner, and it's not gourmet. It's
no,
just
and it's in a
literally
styrofoam
that.
Container.
Yes. And this was, you know, your luxury high end. Catering, yeah.
Oh,
oh my gosh. And then Blink-182 was like the first one, I think,
the first
back
one,
out.
Yeah, they were like, oh no. We know this isn't going to go well. I'm surprised they even got like the stage built.
Right.
Like I was actually surprised that kind of happened.
Yeah, and who knows what would happen if that stage
know.
Was like.
I have no idea. I imagine
it's probably a blessing
it
in disguise.
Tearing it down. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard someone described it as a disaster tent city, and that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But yeah, seeing some of like the tweets from the people that were there that were like, you'll hear from my lawyer and all this. I mean, some people, I mean, one guy definitely, he went through when he got like some ridiculous settlement.
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. But
good for him.
Yeah, no. It's just crazy. I can't even imagine people being stranded there, not being able to eat.
And then they said, and I get the reasoning behind it, but it's still not, to me, the right thing to do, locking the people in the airport.
Yeah, that makes zero sense. They didn't
want people, like, roaming around and running around, like, making chaos, like, or something. I guess, I don't know. I see where their intentions maybe been coming from for that, so that, like, they don't end up harming themselves, like falling off the cliff that this thing was on.
Oh my
like,
God.
I see the idea and intentions behind that, but that you can't lock people in a building.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fire hazard, safety, life issue. Like, you can't.
Well, it is the fire festival.
Right. It's fire festival. Right. Sorry.
It should have been just like, light this whole island on fire. Seriously. Because this is just terrible.
But, like, and I mean, I don't know what the Bahamas rules are or whatever. And I'm thinking here, but, like, you can't lock people in a building.
Yeah, no. Well, and they were worried that this whole thing was going to, like, affect tourism in the Bahamas.
No, I'm sure.
And they said it hadn't really done too much. But, you know, they were saying that some of the resort owners, like, they still haven't even gotten paid. Because, you know, they had all these – they had the woman that owned that catering company that she brought all these people on. She paid people out of her own pocket. Oh, that's, like, her retirement money. And all those workers that they had that came down there, and they were, like, building this stuff. They were working their asses off, and then, like, they get nothing for it. Meanwhile, this kid, after the fact, you know, everything went to shit. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And he basically went home and, like, just kind of, like, dirt off his shoulders. And then he started a whole nother scam.
That's the thing that was, like, are you joking right now? You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. I thought, oh, maybe he's going to try to redeem himself. Only that, he's marketing to the same
people.
List of people that were invited to this.
They're not going to catch on. Are you crazy?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So now he's doing 6 years. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he's actually in there. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Okay. So, yeah, and you know he went to school here in New Jersey in Pingree. Yeah. So
crazy.
Pretty nuts.
Jeez.
I don't know. So we can agree that the Fire Festival was an epic fail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just add it to the list of many epic fails in history.
You bet.
Yeah, you know, like the Edsel.
Oh, yeah. You're
talking about the Ford Edsel?
Yeah. I don't know much about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like this ugly, overpriced, totally overhyped, poorly made, poorly timed. It was just like everything was all against it, like from the get-go. People didn't like the way it looked. It had a lot of issues.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. And it was only around, they only manufactured it for like 2 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, just I mean, we're talking about cars that have been around forever. But it only lasted like 2 years. And you'll hear people will say it like, they still use like the slim term Edsel. Like it's an Edsel thing.
Maybe that's why I've heard it.
You've heard it, yeah.
Probably.
But it's like, oh, that's an Edsel. Yeah, it's just like, womp womp. We could do that hashtag Edsel it.
Nailed it.
Edsel it. Yeah. Awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, thinking of fails, I just immediately go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like,
oh, yeah.
Such a fail.
I can totally agree. So it wasn't up very long before it started that lean,
not at all. Well, so what I have learned is that it took almost 200 years to build the thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the whole reason it started leaning was because they built it in, like, really soft soil. So as soon as it was, like, completed, it just started to lean. And they have tried and tried and tried to fix it. But, nope, it's too heavy.
Oh, my God. I think I read somewhere it was, like, only 10 years or something that it just started to, maybe it wasn't even that long. It was, like, a very short.
Yeah, it was really short. I'm not sure how many years exactly. Period of time.
But, yeah, oh, my God.
Yep.
That's insane. That's almost like NASA, they taped over the moon landing.
I heard that.
That's like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
You know, they wonder why people think that, like, this stuff doesn't exist, that it didn't really happen.
Yeah. Because,
oh, no. The tapes disappeared. Yeah. Like, there should be copies of it.
You guys just sent
someone into space and you can't keep tape
that somewhere? Needs to be locked away. Like, who grabbed that tape by accident and didn't read the label?
Like, Neil Armstrong took it back home to his family, like, for...
Did
like,
he?
Did, yeah.
For real?
Like, no. I'm saying, no, like, that was like, you would think, like, he'd ask, like, for a copy. I don't know. They said they did. They searched, like, other people's houses for it.
Oh, my God. Because, like... I don't know if it was like a cassette tape, but like a cassette tape has the little plastic thing you like pop off and then you can't record over it again, right? VHS tapes had that too.
We're talking about rocket scientists here.
Yeah, but super, super smart, common sense, real dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say that for everybody, sorry. Give
somebody that job, like, here are the tapes. Watch these tapes.
Yeah.
Store these tapes. Guard these tapes.
Real, real important. Can't get them back.
Ah. I don't know.
But. I did hear they were able to restore it, though.
Yes, I did hear they could restore it, but that's to me, that's an epic fail.
I know, because of course people aren't going to believe that. Ah, whatever. I don't know. But, like, going along the lines of NASA,
yeah.
I heard that there was a B-2 stealth plane that, like, totally just, like, took off, like, something failed in the engine or wiring or something, and... It stalled and just crashed, and, like, that was it. That's the one that's, oh, like, geez. The big black, like, angly stealth plane.
Oh, the stealth.
Your typical, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure my daughter knows about it.
$1.4 billion.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a fail.
Yeah, definitely fills the bill there.
Yep.
We could also talk about terrible investment fails where... Uh-oh. The guy from Apple, way back when, I think his name was Rommel.
You mean the Fire Festival? Just kidding.
He sold his 10% stock in Apple for
$800. $800? That won't even get you a new phone today.
Yeah, it was in 1976.
He
sold his 10% share for $800. Apparently, he felt like he was, like, overshadowed by all the... intellectuals.
Oh my okay, God.
Understood.
Kicking himself today.
Yeah, you know, he could have had like $35 billion right now.
Oh, no big deal. It's fine. I got this $800.
Yeah.
Real great. Real equal.
Should change his name to Edsel.
Oh, totally. Oh my God. I can't even imagine how shitty I would feel after that. Wow. Like, 10 years later, I'd just be like, nah, like, my life sucks now.
Yeah, he probably is only, like, Microsoft guy now. You know, yeah, he can't buy anything. Can't use an iPhone. Oh, he's got an Android. Yeah, I
can't. Yeah, he probably hates Apple, though. So, like, speaking of hating things like Apple, here's a good one for you. Apparently, there was a British soldier, Henry Tandy.
Oh, Tandy.
Yeah, we know Tandy. Yeah. He, during the First World War, came across an injured, unarmed Hitler in a ditch and didn't kill him.
What?
Yeah.
Tandy.
Yeah. Tandy. Mm-hmm.
Tandy saw Hitler one-handy. He didn't deal with him. I mean, like... Okay, how do we come back from that?
I don't know.
All right, so wait.
Yeah. Henry Tandy.
Henry Tandy saw Hitler.
In a ditch. Unarmed.
Oh, unarmed. Injured. I thought you said he had one arm. That's why I said one arm.
No, Hitler still had the two.
One handy, okay.
Nope.
Unarmed. I was like, I don't unarmed. Ever remember him being like without an arm. Yeah, I never know. Okay,
because I hope I didn't say that.
Talk about Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
My brother. Yeah,
this guy didn't shoot him, but he felt real bad.
That is by far like the biggest epic fail to me out of all that we talked about. Although Will Smith not taking The Matrix because he thought Wild Wild West would be a bigger hit. Probably close.
Ooh, I don't believe I've ever heard about this. Wow. I'm sorry, Will Smith. Ooh. I mean, I didn't hate the Wild Wild West, but it just wasn't as
big. It just wasn't, like, you know, people aren't really talking about that now.
Yeah,
like,
not really. Red, blue, unless it's
red pill, blue pill.
In this. Yeah, red pill, blue pill. Oh, red pill, blue pill.
That's a mouthful. I did it too. Red fish, blue fish.
One fish, two fish.
Have you ever had a fail in real life?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, me too. I probably have 1,000, but I...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Let's see. I can think of, like, two major ones off the top of my head.
I want to hear both.
All right. So, the first one, I'll start age order. I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to say very young, but somewhere around, like, 10. And my parents and my sister and I all went to New York to the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Do you know the story?
Yes, continue.
Yeah. So we went there and it was so early. So early.
Of course, you got to get there early.
And
for those of you who don't live on the East Coast, the Thanksgiving Parade in New York City is out of control. You got to get there early. Yeah, I mean, like it's something to do. Yeah. It's cold usually. It's
freezing.
You know, November. So we're out here on the East Coast. It's a little chilly.
Yeah. It's freezing. You're just standing there because you got to keep your spot.
Mm-hmm.
So we.
Only thing worse is New Year's Eve.
Oh, for real? Yeah, no
way. I'll never do that. No, thanks. Pass.
So we get there and we parked. We actually found a really decent spot, surprisingly, because the sun hadn't come up yet. And we kind of like crossed the street or something. And we found like this stone wall and it had like a couple trees beyond it. So my dad's like, oh, this is great. Like, want you to, you're young and small, and like go like kind of climb up the tree a little bit and like you'll get a good view. And I don't think you guys are going to know where this is going. No, I didn't fall out of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't it. So we climb up in these trees, real great. Mom and Dad are like watching us and we're watching the parade and they're watching the parade and all this great time. And parade is over, which was hours later. And I get up and somehow I like stepped on the tree from what I remember. And then I like slipped a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, that sucks. And I, like, get all the way down the tree. I mean, we weren't that high up. But, like, we get down the tree, and I get to my parents, and my dad's like, what is all over the back of you?
Oh, no.
And I had this, like, corduroy coat at the time, and it's, like, a light beige, light tan corduroy coat.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean, what's all over me? And I take my coat off, poop, all over the back of me. And I'm really, to this day, I'm hoping it was a dog or not a person.
Oh, no.
It was poop everywhere. And I had to walk in the crowd from the Thanksgiving Day parade with poop all over my back. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I did not see that coming.
Yep.
Nope.
So we got to the car and we just immediately threw my coat in the trunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they let you sit in the car at all?
Luckily, it was just on my coat. So awful. I still have the coat.
I know. When you said brown, light brown quarter, I can picture it in my head. I know exactly what the... Oh, my God.
I still have it. Yeah.
But I hope it's dry clean by now.
Oh, totally. Oh, okay. Yes. I wouldn't say dry clean, but clean a lot. Several times. That was a big fail.
Oh, God. What's the other one?
The other one. Oh, God. This was more recent and really embarrassing. I was sitting in an apartment. I was with John and our friend Pat, and we were watching one of those, like, science-y shows, something about the universe. I can't remember the name of it.
How the Universe Works?
Yeah, that one. Have I mentioned this before?
No. At my house, that show was on, like, all the time. My kid's obsessed with space.
Yeah, so it was that one, and, I didn't know that we had multiple galaxies.
Oh.
And they said it in the first, like, 5 minutes of the show. And I was just like, what? Everyone just turns to me and they're like, you didn't know that? We had to pause it and I had to take a minute.
I had to sit down.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Soak it all in.
Those were, like, the two fails. Definitely the poop was worse, but yeah.
Yeah, the other one's more like a mind thing, because that stuff is freaky when you sit down and start thinking about the universe and how big it is and what's out there. And
yeah,
but maybe not as freaky for you since you didn't realize it was so big.
No. So yeah, those are the only two that I can think of off the top of my head.
I have so many. Uh-oh. But I just had this one that I wanted to share because it involved you. So as you know, I've always been into planning parties.
Yes.
And it was like, what were we, ninth grade, ninth grade? Was it your 14th? How old were you? I don't remember.
Ninth grade?
Let's just say.
Somewhere around 15, 14?
Yeah. Okay, I think it was ninth grade.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, to your boyfriend at the time, like, hey, we should throw a party for Danielle. we should throw like a surprise party for
Danielle. Oh my God.
And everybody was like, yeah, we should totally do it. Let's do it. So no. We were like, oh, we're going to get like a cotton candy machine. Like, this is going to be so much fun. Like, she's going to be totally surprised. Like, we'll get all these people there. And actually, the party itself was not an epic fail. It was like super fun. And it was like a great time.
It's one of my favorite birthdays.
Yeah, except when you walked in, you had no idea what it was about because your birthday wasn't for another three and a half months. It's like one thing to do it early to surprise a person. Well, I mean, really you were early. I guess in a way it was like a win because you were surprised, but... It was like three months ahead of time. I mean, and I knew it wasn't like I didn't know that your birthday wasn't for three and a half months. So it wasn't like, oh, fail. It's not her birthday. But like.
Oh, yeah, that was a fail.
Yeah.
Not like a total fail, but it took me like a good 5 minutes to realize like, what are we doing here?
We just love you so much.
That was a really fun party.
Yeah. And we had that cotton candy machine for like a month.
It's like the best. So good. The pinata too, right? Mm-hmm.
Did we have a bounce house? I almost feel like there was a bounce house involved.
Was there a bounce house? I'm trying to picture the backyard it was in. There might have been a bounce house.
I remember there was playing. Talks of I remember trying playing. To have a bounce house. Yeah, I remember playing. What's that game? It's not tag, but it's basically tag in the dark.
Oh, flashlight tag. No.
Maybe. I don't know. There, you know, it was basically tag. Wood tag.
I know. Something with man in the name.
Dead man. Yes, you're right. Manhunter.
Yeah. No, it was Manhunt.
Manhunt.
It was just Manhunt.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that just makes me feel really old.
Manhunt. Oh, I remember my whole neighborhood used to play that, where there was like 15 of us all playing.
Yeah.
Oh, and now I don't think my neighborhood has like any kids.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing is like now I feel like kids don't interact with kids as much anymore.
Because it's like all online.
Right. They'll interact with them online.
Yeah.
And screw with each other there. That's like.
Oh, yeah. All those good games we used to play.
I know. We need to bring it back.
That's a fail.
I'm hoping our generation, like kids, we can like sway them a little bit to like get back outside and get more active. And
I hope so. Just for the fact that those games were fun.
Right. Oh, I agree. I mean, some of the best memories. I mean, okay, we might not remember the name of the game, but
red light,
we certainly
light.
Remember playing them, right? Like,
yeah.
It was great times. Oh, so much good fun. Memories. Well, we've been talking about fails like this whole time, but I was thinking about products. And things that, like, should have failed, but they didn't.
All right.
So let's see if you remember this one.
Okay.
Pet Rock.
Oh, yeah. No, that didn't fail at all.
No. Like, okay.
But you would think it would.
Imagine waking up being like, all right, I got this idea. This was definitely an idea that this guy had in the middle of the night, you know, wrote it on the side of his, nightstand. And, like, you know, it was like, I'm going to market this tomorrow. Yep. But gets a meeting somehow and sells it. And what is it? It's a rock.
It's a rock.
It's literally a rock.
I can walk outside right now and get like 14,000 pets.
Yep, but it's not in a box, in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, and that thing was like super huge.
I can't even believe that. Yeah, that totally should have failed.
Yeah.
But how did that even work at all?
I don't know. I'm looking for the numbers. $4 each, and he became a millionaire.
Really? And wasn't Pet Rock back in like the 80s or 70s or something?
It's 1975.
Yeah, for $4? That's insane. I feel like $4 for me as a kid in the 80s, like, or early 90s, that was a lot. $4 in the 70s? No way.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's Pet Rock. $20
basically
toy.
A rock with two googly eyes on it.
Oh my God. And how quick did the Google eyes fall off?
The 32-page official training manual.
32 pages for a rock?
The care and training of your pet rock. It was included with instructions on how to properly raise and care for one's new pet rock, notably lacking instructions for feeding, bathing, and so on.
Wow. No kidding.
The instruction manual was the real product, full of gags, puns, and jokes, and contained several commands that could be taught to the new pet. While sit and stay were effortless to accomplish, roll over usually required a little extra help from the trainer.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, I guess you just buy it for that manual.
That, like, that they had attack was fairly simple.
Attack.
Just needed a little help from the owner to throw it.
Wow. Yeah. How many kids actually did that and like hurt other children?
I don't know.
That would have been hilarious to watch.
Yeah, that one I thought was one that probably should have failed. And I don't think it lasted very long. Like,
no, but
I,
like you I still know, but people know about bought it today.
It made him a millionaire. Yeah. Yep. And yes, I, yeah.
Everyone knows about Pet Rock.
Yep. How about Chia Pet? Same thing. Same thing. It's still around, isn't it?
Totally is.
Chia.
Yep. Oh, I used to want a chia pet so bad.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes everything look like I don't know, Lionel Richie. You know, like he's got the best, like, awesome hair and, like, kind of looks like him.
Oh, man. Pets. And they had, like, all the different, it was, like, animals and a head.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, there was at one point, there was, like, the herb garden. I really wanted to try that for a sec. It wasn't typical chia pet, but it was, like, three little pots of plants. So it's kind of like, here's a garden. But I don't know. I always wanted a chia pet.
Yeah, I never had one.
Nope.
No.
But yeah, that should have failed because it's like, here, grow this plant. It's just going to look fun.
All right. Another thing, the ShamWow.
Oh, God.
The word sham is in the name.
It is.
And it's basically an overpriced towel.
It is.
But I'm sure that guy made, like, bank. That's crazy.
He had to have.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He made a bunch of money, but I think his comeuppance came around because he's, I don't know if he's still in jail, but he ended up in jail.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's an epic fail. Kind of came back full circle.
Oh, well.
Okay, and now it's time for something to know. Just like fingerprints, everyone has different tongue prints.
And now you know.
All right, let's do another round of rousing round? Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey.
A Ronda Rousey round of Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. All right, here we go. Would you rather number one?
No, I'd rather number two.
Oh, no. All right, first Would You Rather. Would you rather know all the mysteries of the universe?
Oh, no.
Or know every outcome of every choice you make?
Oh, boy. I guess the outcome.
Yeah.
The choices, right? Like,
I mean, clearly, I can't even handle the galaxy. So, yeah. Like, I don't think I should get into the universe things.
There's so many. I don't know.
Yeah.
I read these books all the time. Like I've said it 1,000 times, my kid is obsessed with space. Mm-hmm. So we get new books on space all the time. And I'm learning all these things
with her.
And I'm like, what? 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 And it freaks me out just learning like these little things. Like, you know, the sun is our only star in our galaxy. The sun is the only one in our galaxy. Every star that we see outside, not our galaxy.
Really?
Just the sun is ours. Oh, wait. And that was a fail. I meant to say solar system, not galaxy. So the sun is the only star in our solar system.
And you know what's funny is the other day I was driving to work and I was thinking, because I could feel that it was getting hot outside, through the window of my car and the sun was out. And I was like, that sun is crazy. We can feel the heat this far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's the only star.
That's the only star. Yep.
Wow.
And all of those stars that we see, they have their own galaxies, so they have their own planets.
Oh, no.
Sorry, folks. Her brain just exploded in here, too. Yeah. All right, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. And I'm sitting here thinking, in my own little world, we have one galaxy, and I'm looking at a bajillion of them.
Yes, we're just the Milky Way galaxy. That's
oh,
us.
God.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Wow.
So definitely your choices.
I'm dying.
We know what your choices.
I want to know the choices.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Did I ruin you for the rest of your life?
Maybe.
I was going to say the night, but by your face. Like,
no, that's going to take a while.
Yeah, you process that.
Oh, God. All right. Would you rather number two? All right. I did it again. Damn it. Yep. Oh. Tough one.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather have one nipple or two belly buttons?
Oh, God.
That's
this
a
is
good
a very
one.
Sensitive subject for me. I've been nursing my children for the past 3 years.
So it's one nipple, one belly button, or two nipples, two belly buttons. Like, that's the end result there.
I'm going with two belly buttons because...
I can't give up both of them.
No, I just, you know, they've suffered enough abuse, and yeah, I'd rather have two of both.
I'm gonna go with the same because I feel like one... nipple would then mean one boob, and I don't want just one boob in the middle.
Yeah.
I assume it would be in the middle.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But then would the two belly buttons be side by side or up and down?
Oh.
Ooh, I wonder what that would be.
I think I would go up and down.
Right?
It would, like, lengthen it. Like,
right?
Your stomach
like, make
a little
the
bit.
Line.
Double umbilical cords.
Yeah. See, that's exactly what I was thinking too. And so then I get into thinking of more risk for when you have a baby, because there's two of those get wrapped around. That's how my mind thinks. Like, that was my thought process immediately in like 5 seconds.
All right. Well, that's been our episode. And be sure to check us out online. Follow us, this_that_pod on Instagram and Twitter. Our website, thisthatpod.com. Feel free to leave us comments, message us about your fails. We love to hear them.
Yeah. Comments, concerns, questions.
Yeah. For Danielle, I'm Stephanie. And remember, with friends, anything is possible.
Bye.
This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.